From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The last of the six big U.S. banks reported profits just now. Morgan Stanley's profits were up more than expected last quarter. The source of much of this bounty is its investment banking business, the very thing that was supposed to be on the decline in the new reality that followed the financial crisis, Nova Safo reports.
A little refresher, 2008, big banks and their risky investments almost took down the economy.
After the crisis, a false narrative developed.
That's Charles Calamiris of Columbia Business School. He says investment banking became a four-letter word, but the trouble is that term means more than just risky investments.
There's a wide variety of activities that actually have very little risk, that are fee-for-service, that actually add a lot to the stability of the banking system.
Fees for services like executing stock trades, advising corporations, they're playing a big role in bank profits now. But why now? Lawrence White is an economics professor at New York University.
The stock market has been doing well lately, and the volume, the pace of mergers and acquisitions has been increasing.
Which in turn increases those fees banks charge. But when those trends change, says White, who's to say banks won't find riskier ways to invest money? And that's why, he says, big banks will remain in regulators' crosshairs. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.